You're listening to the Filthy Fantasy Football Show.
Episode of the Filthy Fantasy Football Show, a safe space for all you foul-mouthed fantasy players out there. As always, it's your boys, King Josh, Josh the King, Big Rome, Fantasy Fish.
What the fuck is going on, everybody?
How's it going?
I got a lot of sun today, and it was hot, but now, like, I was hot, so my tits are out, but now I'm actually kind of cold, because I think I might have a sunburn.
So your tits are going to be hard.
That rock, I cut diamonds with these shits.
Hell yeah.
Like, I'll just put them up against the glass for you guys, give you guys a little
put
show.
On a white put on a white t-shirt and pour some water on that shit.
That's as soon as when we start the Filthy Fantasy Football Only Fans.
Ooh.
It's the first movie.
Ready for that.
Live action.
Oh, yeah. I don't think the listeners are ready for that kind of sexiness, but you know what? I'll do it for you guys. That's how much I love the fantasy football community. I will show my tits in a wet t-shirt for you.
It's a lot of love.
That is a lot of love. Not, you know what? Does Pat McAfee do that for you guys? No. Does Matthew Berry do that for you guys? No. I will.
Matthew Berry might. He's a little
actually,
weird.
Actually, he probably would.
He gets a little wild.
Especially now that he's not under the umbrella of ESPN, he's getting like wild with it out there.
Yeah, it's like a whole new person.
Good for him. So, for tonight's show, we're going to talk about the other draft, the other half of the draft that we didn't get to. And then we'll probably do a rookie mock draft, because I know some of your leagues have probably already done rookie drafts, but then you can listen to it and we'll tell you how you went wrong, because you'll listen to how you should have drafted your rookie picks. Mm-hmm. The professional way. Not a lot of news, so I guess we'll just go right into the... I don't think it really is anything going on, right?
No, I haven't heard anything.
I still think it's weird that Kareem Hunt and Leonard Fournette haven't signed anywhere yet.
What about Zeke?
Or Zeke. My boyfriend. All the rumor has it Zeke might be going to Tampa Bay.
I heard he might go back to Dallas.
It makes the most sense for him to go back to Dallas. But
fuck yeah, it does.
There was a rumor that he's going to go to Tampa Bay, though. Like yesterday.
Stay out of there. Stay out of Tampa Bay. Let fucking White do his thing. I've got too many shares of him.
There you go.
There was also a video that Ezekiel Elliott released of him training, and it wasn't that good.
Is it like the best off-season workout videos are those weird Jameis Winston videos where like his uncle would be like punching him with like a sock and bopper glove and like
that's my favorite, man.
What the fuck are you doing? Those are always, I love thing. Those.
No, he was just right. He was just running the ladder, you know, like running the ladder and then do like a cutout. And then he was like doing some cuts on some cones. He looked slow.
How dare you talk about him like that?
One of the most impressive feats I've seen in an offseason thing was when Tristan Wirfs, the offensive guard for the Bucks, jumped out of the pool from like waist deep. Like, and he's like 340 pounds.
Yeah,
like
he's a big
that
dude.
Shit is like, God damn, man, you can get it. Tristan,
there was one. There was one guy this last combine, and they were doing like the sled or something. I don't remember what position he was or who the hell it was. And they were doing like the, you know, the sled that you push, the one man sled. And this dude pushed it like 40 yards, and everybody else at the position pushed it like 10 yards, 15 yards. I don't remember who it was though. I'll have to find out because that shit was gold. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
He's well, cool.
All right, so let's get into it. The Baltimore Ravens. Zay Flowers in the first round, wide receiver out of Boston College. I know you weren't as high on him as the rest of the league. And you know what's funny? I'm actually not that big on Zay Flowers either. I've seen him go around like 1.6 to 1.8 in a lot of rookie drafts. But to me, he just kind of looks like Hollywood 2.0 over there. And how did that pan out for him? I mean, I do appreciate that Baltimore is getting weapons. "Quote unquote weapons," for Lamar. It's like, hey, oh wait, that's news. Lamar signed a massive fucking contract.
Did that happen? I thought we talked about that last time.
Yeah, it's a he didn't sign at the time of last episode. Let me see if I have it. But anyways, yeah, just I don't know. I think Zay Flowers is a talented player, but I don't think I don't know. First round picks look expensive.
It's tough, right? It's tough with first round picks. Like you're getting thrown to by Lamar Jackson. Okay, they've got they went out and they picked up so many other pieces. Like, is he going to beat out Bateman? He's not. Is he going to beat out Odell? Maybe. I don't think so. I think Odell's still got a little bit of juice in those legs, at least before he tears his ACLs again. But Zay Flowers in the slot might be a thing. Is it something that I'm super excited about? I'm just not. I know a lot of people are. And
Mark
and
Andrews
that's fine.
Is still there.
Like, exactly. Mm-hmm. There's it's almost got to the point where there's too many mouths to feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they still want to run the ball. Let's be fucking real about what they do. I'd still rather have Dobbins, I think, than all of them.
The one thing Zay Flowers has going for him is that Lamar Jackson doesn't throw to the outside a lot. And Zay's the type of player that would play over the middle. Like, that's really, I think he'll be all right. I don't think he'll be like a total wash or anything. But like you said, there's a lot of mouths to feed and they don't pass a lot.
And like I said, Mark Andrews is still there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's his number one target. So. And this Lamar's deal is a 5-year, $260 million contract with $185 guaranteed.
It's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money. I mean, I guess good for you holding out and, you know.
And he doesn't have to share any of it with an agent.
Yeah,
he's going to pay his mom. He's going to pay his mama.
But no, it's Zay Flowers. I mean, I understand why people are drafting him in the first round of rookie drafts, but really, like. He's going to end up the season at like wide receiver 50 and you're going to be very disappointed.
Yeah.
So
if you are in any IDP leagues, they did draft a linebacker with their second picks, Trenton Simpson. Guy's a stud. He's going to eat up some tackles, man.
Yeah. All right. Buffalo Bills took Dalton Kincaid, the first tight end off the board. He was the consensus top 2-3 tight end in the draft. They're actually saying that they want to use Dalton Kincaid as a slot receiver. So I think Dawson Knox, I mean, obviously, Dawson Knox is dead in fantasy, but that means they're going to use him for inline blocking because he is a good blocker. They'll keep him on the line. But Dalton Kincaid is now more or less going to be their new slot receiver, and at 6'4", 240, I like it a lot.
I don't know. I guess I like it. I just don't feel like that was the most optimal landing spot for him. If he plays in the slot, that's cool. But man, I don't know. I don't know why. I'd almost rather have Laporta in Detroit because he doesn't have to deal with Dawson Knox, who's still sitting there. Like Dawson Knox is still going to get play.
Yeah,
I don't think he's super dead. I know that was probably hard for you to say because you've been on that boy's nuts since the jump.
He has. But he's like, a white kid with an afro. I dug it. I was into it.
You know, Dalton Kincaid is a better player. I believe that in my heart, but I just feel like the landing spot kind of sucks.
I actually think I would take Dalton Kincaid before I would take Zay Flowers in a rookie draft.
I mean, I would too. That just shows you how low I am on fucking Zay.
I want to say something about Dalton Kincaid that's kind of fantasy related, but kind of not. He is not the next best prospect since Travis Kelce. Because Travis Kelce was drafted in the third round behind guys like Tyler Eifert and fucking bunch of other tight ends that aren't even playing football anymore. Kelce was not a top prospect. And most tight ends don't pan out. Kelce was an anomaly, right? Mm-hmm. People are drafting Kincaid like he's going to be the next Kelce. Could he be? Yeah, sure. But you know who else could be? Every other fucking tight end that was drafted. Like,
actually,
most
you know,
of them don't pan out.
I wouldn't take him in the first round, but I actually have Sam Laporta as my number one tight end, rookie tight end this year, just because with Detroit trading up for him. I mean, we talked about it last episode. You know, they clearly have plans for him, but I'm going off on a tangent. We're just talking.
Well, and think of quarterbacks and teams that historically use tight ends and coaches, right? I think that's important too.
Although, I mean, if what I read was true and they do choose to use Dalton Kincaid as the slot receiver, that could be huge.
I agree.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, as we get closer to preseason football and we actually see the offense line up and see if that's true, like come week one, Dalton Kincaid could be a total steal. Although tight end historically has been the toughest position to develop. Like, there's only been like two stud rookie tight ends in like fantasy football history, and that was Jeremy Shockey and Evan Engram. Like every other time, like Gronk wasn't Gronk his rookie year. Kelsey wasn't Kelsey his rookie year. Usually takes a year or two for them.
And a lot of them don't last. Like Jeremy Shockey did, you know, Jimmy Graham lasted a decent amount, you know, Gronk lasted a decent amount, but like outside of that and Kelsey, like, you know, like there's definitely tight ends that last, but it's not like, you know, like
Tony Gonzalez's and Jason Witten's don't really last, they don't come around too often,
right?
Which is why in redraft, Kelsey should still be a first round pick. Agreed. Should be a first round pick until further notice in redraft. Fuck, you could even argue Kelsey's a first round pick in a dynasty startup. Like he's just so fucking dominant. Well, maybe not.
I've heard people say that Kelsey is the 101. Just because the positional advantage, like you automatically scored most weeks 15 more points than every other team.
Well, what was it? Kelsey, I'm trying to bring it up right now. But I mean the point differential between tight end 1 versus tight end 2 was like 50 points. He would have been like the wide receiver 6 or some shit like that if he was a wide receiver, not a tight end last year.
I think it was higher than that.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
I think he would have been like a top 3 guy, man. It's pretty crazy. His shit.
Okay, so Kelsey outscored the number 2 tight end by 40 points. And then by the 3rd tight end by almost 100 points.
Oh my God.
So like that. And let's see. So then 270. He would have been the wide receiver 3 if he was a wide receiver. So, you know, yes. Okay. But let's get back to the draft. Cincinnati Bengals, their draft not so fantasy relevant. I mean, they did take Chase Brown in the 5th.
I like him. I like him. I like him a lot. I think he might be a sneaky, sneaky good fantasy football player. You know, he's already number 2 on the depth chart. In my personal opinion, behind Joe, and who knows what's going to fucking happen with Joe.
There's rumors that they're trying to trade Joe Mixon.
Exactly, so. Which means Chase is going to be fucking sitting there ready to fucking go and be the
Joe
guy.
Joe Mixon in some legal trouble, too?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. That's why they were thinking about shopping him, and that's why a lot of teams didn't bite, because with the unknown legal stuff, it's like, well, I don't want to give you like a second or third round draft pick when... You know, he's going to get suspended for, you know, 4 games or whatever. So
exactly.
But yeah, I mean, Chase Brown, he could be, I mean, especially because you're, you know, I think I've seen him go in like the 3rd, late maybe 2nd, later. Early 3rd.
Maybe even later. It depends.
Yeah. I mean, because like, you know, getting drafted in the 5th round, it's not the sexiest, you know, in terms of draft capital of real life football, but the landing spot's good. He's a talented runner. Coming out of Illinois. So, I mean, he doesn't have, like, the big school name like in Alabama, Georgia, USC, whatever have you. But, you know, hey, he's a good player. And he could be fantasy relevant. So, moving on, the Cleveland Browns. How do you say Brown in Spanish? Morado, I think.
The Brownos.
The Brownos. For fantasy purposes, I don't know. They took Cedric Tillman in the 3rd. Which was their first pick. He could be something good. He's a big-bodied wide receiver. So he's 6'3", 213 out of Tennessee. I don't know. The Browns are a mess.
You know, I think Cedric Tillman, it's tough because they've got Amari Cooper, who they have him playing behind right now. You know, they've got Donovan Peoples-Jones, who's a thing. If he can beat out Peoples-Jones, then maybe. But they've got Elijah Moore in the slot. They've got a lot of weapons. I just can't see him really breaking through that, unfortunately. So it's tough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd agree. I mean, he's got a shot, right? Like, I don't think he's totally out. Sure. But yeah.
And injuries he's got some
proven to do. And a lot of these receivers that have proven to do, like, even if they end up panning out, like, you're probably looking at week 8 after.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It's tough.
Plus, also, Watson kind of sucked last year. So be wary of that. Although, I mean, you know, Tillman,
he couldn't get his rubbing tugs, man. He was stressed out. He was stressed out.
But, like, the thing is, you know, with Watson kind of sucking, Cooper was a stud. David Bell didn't really pan out. David Bell still might be okay. DPJ, you know, had moments there. So Tillman, he might carve himself out a niche role. Although, honestly, you probably don't even have to draft him. He'll probably be on the waiver wire. I mean, depending on, you know, how many rounds you're doing, you know, I've seen 3 to 5 round rookie drafts, and there's a chance he doesn't get drafted at all. So I don't know. I wouldn't stress too much trying to pick him up. Although I could be wrong. What if he might be a fucking beast. I don't know. Maybe he has a huge dick. Huh. Although he's a 6'3" beautiful chocolate man. So, you know, there's a hog.
It's probably pretty big.
Yep. All right. Got the Denver Broncos. Marvin Mims, not a bad landing spot, man. The little speedster out of Oklahoma. Judy got his 5th year picked up. And then Sutton signed the extension. Tim Patrick coming off injury. Although, side note, Sean Payton, Russell Wilson were at the Nuggets game. And guess who was sitting next to Russell Wilson? It was Tim Patrick, not Sutton. Not Judy. Might be Tim Patrick season.
Fair point.
But Marvin Mims, he could be something interesting. You know, a lot of analysts had him ranked a top 10 wide receiver in this year's draft. He is small, but he's very fast. He's very good at the deep ball. You know, so, you know, it could work out in his favor because you put Mims and Sutton on the outside, put Judy in the slot. You know, you got Dulcich and Agwe Benam.
Here's the thing with this. To me, it feels like another bad landing spot. Like, Denver doesn't really need him to do anything, so he's got to, like, make it happen. I mean, they got, you know, Sutton, Tim Patrick, Jerry Judy, but, like, Hamler and Callaway are no, like, they're no joke either. They aren't, like superstars, but they're, like, serviceable regular players that are going to be getting snaps. So, you know, too many hands to feed. I don't know, you know, I'm a big Sean Payton fan because I like the Saints, but I don't know if I don't know if this is going to work.
Yeah.
Sean Payton became pretty predictable late in his time with the Saints. Yeah. And unless he's got something new up his sleeve, like, I could see that predictability, like, working for a little bit and then falling right back into the same trap.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think they had a better defensive draft. So, again, for IDP players, Drew Sanders, linebacker, they have a fucking boundary corner in Riley Moss and a
safety. Oh, yeah, the white chocolate.
Yeah. Fuck yeah, dude. I love this kid. Mm. Guy gets fucking picks like a motherfucker. And then they got the big safety, LJ Skinner, who I just think is a fucking stud. And these guys are all going to be, they're all within starting range, at least in my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm. All right. We got the number 2 overall draft pick team in the Houston Texans, which I actually kind of liked their draft. They took CJ Stroud and they traded up, grabbed Will Anderson for, so your IDP people, Will Anderson could be, you know, fucking monster for Alabama. Yeah. Some people were saying that Will Anderson was the best player in the draft. So, and you can argue that he was a stud, but, you know, CJ Stroud, and I absolutely love that they took Tank Dell in the 3rd. I mean, he's a smaller guy, but super fast.
Did you hear that CJ Stroud, right after he was drafted, told the team, like, he's like, thanks for drafting me. I don't care what you do. I want you guys to get Tank Dell.
Exactly.
Yeah, I did hear that. First of all, that's a good way to get
some chemistry pretty quickly.
Well, first of all, and here's the thing, because I'm going to piggyback off that. CJ Stroud and him, they, like, gelled at the combine. Do you know how hard that is to do? They don't fucking know each other. Like, they just showed it at the combine, and he was like, damn, Tank, I like the way you fucking run routes. You know what I mean? And then they've started that friendship from there. Tank just texted him, like, congratulations on getting fucking picked up number two. And then, sure as shit, he was like, I heard him text, like, he said, hey, I got you, basically. And then the next day, boom, he's in fucking Houston. I'm going, I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
I love fucking Tank Dell. He's one of my best receivers out there that got fucking snagged way, way beyond where he should have gotten snagged. You guys know how much I love this kid.
Plus, we also talked about it before. Rookie quarterbacks getting drafted with rookie wide receivers is cool because that means they get to build that chemistry at rookie camp. There's no veterans there yet. Plus, there is, now that Brandon Cooks is gone from Houston, there is no true number one wide receiver out of, you know, Houston. They have what's his face?
Robert Woods.
Yeah. They got Robert Woods, but that's fine. You got your savvy veteran. They have the often injured, drawn a blank on his fucking name.
Noah Brown?
Noah Brown.
Yeah. You know, and they also have Mechie, who's allegedly healthy, which is awesome. I love hearing that because I was a big Mechie guy, so that was exciting. But there's no true number one wide receiver there. So there's a chance that, you know, he can work something out.
I would not be surprised if come week six that you have C.J. Stroud starting, Mechie, if he's healthy, starting, and Tank Dell starting on this team. Like, I think that's a higher chance than them going with Davis Mills and Robert Nico Woods Collins. And Noah Brown all season.
That's the other
Nico
receiver.
Collins, yeah. Forgot he existed.
But again, that fool can't stay healthy. So, you know, Tank Dell, he could be something huge, and he's getting drafted in, like, the third round in rookie drafts. And if you could end up with the – and granted, I'm kind of heightist. He's only 5'8", but he's fast as fuck, boy. So
yeah, boy.
It could work out very well. And I love this draft. I think – and then, you know what, even – hey, Xavier Hutchinson in the sixth round from Iowa State, 6'2", 203. He's got good hands, so that could be something to work with, you know, especially – you know, you can hone. And again, there's not a lot of competition. I mean, they did bring in Dalton Schultz, but, you know, he's tight end, so fuck it, whatever. So I'm excited what Houston's doing. And I think CJ Stroud got a pretty good setup there going at two to Houston versus the one at Carolina. I think Houston, they're going to be bad for probably another year or two, but I think they can, you know, couple more solid drafts, they could turn it around. So
I agree.
All right. Another exciting young quarterback taken by the Indianapolis Colts, a little in-division rivalry here, but Anthony Richardson at 4 overall, the most athletic stat quarterback in combine history. You can't even argue it. He was the fastest. He had the best vertical jump, the best broad jump. And the fact that this motherfucker is 6'4" and like 250 pounds and moving like a fucking gazelle. God damn. Anthony Richardson. Like, I was not that into you pre-draft because I didn't like that he only played like 12 games in college or whatever. But the athleticism and the landing spot, he actually might be my favorite rookie quarterback in this draft just because good O-line, Michael Pittman, they drafted Josh Downs, which I am stoked about. Like, he... there was that video online that gets everyone hyped, but it was showing just Richardson throwing to Downs, and they did this nice little video on Downs. But again, rookie quarterback, rookie wide receiver, you get to go to rookie mini camp together, so that could be something sexy.
No, I totally agree. And here's the thing with Richardson that I fucking look, I'm not a Richardson guy, right? I he was coming out, I said, he's just doesn't have it. His fucking completion percentage, dog shit. His fucking everything about him as a player, he was athletic and that's great. But here's the God's honest truth and the reality of the situation. For fantasy football, who gives a shit? For fantasy football, this motherfucker is going to run around and do some shit. All right. That's plain and simple. There's no other way to put it. He landed in a spot where he's going to be the guy because I can tell you what, he'll probably beat out Sam Ellinger. Matt Ryan's no longer there. This is going to be his fucking show. And you know what? He's throwing off major Jalen Hurts vibes. If he can really master his craft and get good at throwing the ball in a year or two, his rushing, for fantasy purposes, it's what's going to take him over the edge. I'm eye-fucking him in a lot of leagues, in a lot of dynasty leagues, because it's like, dude, he's, if you have the ability to take the flyer on the kid, take the fucking flyer, because this kid could be the next Jalen Hurts.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but isn't this Stitchin guy?
He was Jalen Hurts' quarterback coach, I think.
I think he was. Yeah, like, he fixed him, you know?
Correct.
Oh, I know it's a tough task to, like, fix players, but it could be done.
Plus, they even, I mean, granted, I think Anthony Richardson starts week one, but the Colts have went out and said that Minshew will be their starter until Richardson is ready. So that, I do like that in a sense that it's kind of like, hey, Richardson, there's not a ton of pressure on you to take over today. Like, we can develop you. And again, you got Michael Pittman, you got Alec Pierce, you just drafted Josh Downs, and then you have Jelani Woods and Mo Alie-Cox, the tallest, biggest tight ends in the
league. Yeah, and by the way, you have fucking Jonathan Taylor.
Jonathan Taylor.
You have possibly the best running back in the league in JT. And so, like, that's why, like I said, even though I didn't think Richardson was the best quarterback in the draft, I mean, I think we all kind of shat on him. But he might be my favorite rookie quarterback just because of where he ended up. And again, I agree with you, Rome. I mean, so what? He might have a shitty year, but when he throws for 2,500, rushes for 1,000, you're not hating it. You're like, hey, cool.
Yeah, exactly. The Colts will have a shitty year. He might do all right in fantasy year one.
Yeah, and that happens.
I can see it happening.
That happens a lot where a team's a bag of dicks, but they do great for fantasy. So, like, or it's almost comical. So, all right, moving on. Jacksonville Jaguars. Their draft, I do like Brenton Strange in the second round. I think he's a tight end that you don't have to draft. He'll be on waiver wires. But he's one that you should keep an eye on just because 6'4", 250, he's a good route runner, you know, out of Penn State. But Evan Engram only got a one-year deal. So he might be something worth throwing on the end of your bench, taxi squad, whatever. But I mean, in terms of the draft, you know,
Evan Engram's also hurt a lot.
Correct. So. But, you know, they went more like, let's kind of protect, you know, they drafted a good offensive tackle out of Oklahoma in their first round pick, which makes sense because, hey, let's keep the guy that we're going to eventually have to sign in a $600 million. Let's keep him upright, please.
Right.
Let's protect him. Although Tank Bigsby, I know you hated him, Rome, but, you know, out of Auburn.
He's got the coolest name in the draft, though.
It's not that I hated him.
He's just not that guy, I don't think. He's still rated as a 4-star for me, so it's not like he's terrible, but he's just not the cream of the crop. But hey, it's a solid get. He can sit behind Etienne and be a nice fucking power back to Etienne's, you know, speed.
He fills in nicely for like what James Robinson
should be doing.
I don't think he'll be as good as James Robinson even, but like what he should be doing. James Robinson getting the shaft wherever he goes.
I love that after all these years, you still love James Robinson so much.
There's no reason to not. He's like not ever been bad. Like every game is bad. He is because he has like 5 carries.
Where's he at? He's at the Patriots, right? No, Patriots. He's in New England.
Yeah. Although there was a rumor he might not make the roster.
He might not. He may be one of those players that like, had a good year and is gone. I'm fine with that. That shit happens all the time.
Tell that to my Antonio Gibson autograph collection. but you know, like, I mean, the Jags had a lot of picks and a lot of rounds, but they're just beefing up, adding depth. I mean, I like the Jags. They're going to be a good team. Their defense is good. Their offense got a little better.
They got a lot. They got Calvin Ridley. So as long as he can like stay away from Detroit for a little while, we'll be all right.
All right, your reigning, defending, undisputed Super Bowl champions, Kansas City Chiefs.
Stinks.
Yeah. Rashee Rice, he could be interesting. You know, wide receiver out of SMU in the second round.
He sucks.
Yeah. You know what's funny though? Like Rashee Rice, he could be talented, and he's gonna have like, games where he's going to go for, you know, 80 yards and a touchdown. But the thing is, outside of Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, you're not really comfortable starting anybody in Kansas City because they spread the ball around.
Look, Hishi Rice is not going to be anything special, okay? He's just going to be a guy. I don't know why they have such a fascination with taking shitty, overrated wide receivers. Hishi Rice is throwing off major Sky Moore vibes. He's just a fucking guy, small school guy that's there. Like, you should have signed Hardman. You should have signed somebody to be that dude. Other than that, I don't know what they're doing. It doesn't matter, I guess. They've got Patrick Mahomes. That's all you need. And Travis Kelce. That's all you need.
And they're excited to have a full season of Kadarius Toney to see what he can do. Because, I mean, hey, during the playoff run.
About that.
But during the playoff run, they started getting creative with Kadarius Toney. But, you know, he had lingering hamstring issues and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I'm not that interested in Rashee Rice. I mean, fuck it. If it's the end of the draft, take him because he's on the Chiefs. But, like I said, outside of Kelce and Mahomes, you don't know who to play. It's all a dart throw. Because, like I said, there's going to be a week. Rashee Rice is going to go, you know, like I said, 5 for 85 and a touchdown. We're like, fuck yeah, Rashee Rice.
Yeah, and everyone's going to spend $70 fab on him, and he's going to have fucking 20 points.
And then the following week, one catch for 7 yards. And you're like, All right.
I'm going to say this, and you can take it as a hot take if you want. For fantasy purposes, Hishi Rice will have less points than Jake Moody, the kicker drafted by the Niners.
It's possible.
Let's see.
You're probably not wrong.
I don't think I'm going to be wrong. It's a pretty solid bet, boys.
All right, moving on. My beloved Chargers had a – actually, I'm not even trying to be a homer. Actually, they had a good draft. I think they did. They addressed a lot of the issues they had. IDP people, Tuli Tulapotopopo. I think he's related to Roman Reigns, the offensive the outside linebacker out of USC. And then Dian Henley, a lot of people said he was the best inside linebacker in the draft. Interesting guys. But the wide receiver that I wanted the Chargers to draft actually happened. They drafted Quentin Johnson in the first round.
Yeah. Who's your guys' GM?
Tom Telesco.
Does he have like a TCU fetish?
What's going on here?
It started
with LaDainian Tomlinson.
It's the only thing that makes sense. Quentin Johnson, Darius Davis, and Max fucking Duggan.
I don't even Jesus Christ. The Max Duggan, that actually made me mad because it's like you don't need to because he's not gonna make the team. I mean, unless he's gonna replace Easton Stick.
No, he's gonna beat out Herbert.
You know what? Fuck it. Max Duggan beats out Herbert. We trade Herbert for 7 first-round picks.
I could see it being a good idea in the sense of, like, it would be nice to have Herbert and then another young quarterback who could both learn the system together the whole time, and then you have a little less to worry about. Because what's your other option? Every other year you get a veteran who's got to fucking learn a new playbook, who's got, you know, like, what's the point? Like, they're a backup. Like, you don't, like, let's just save the money and pay this kid.
Plus a 7th-round pick. His contract's going to be, like, league minimum type money. And then when his rookie deals up, they're going to be like, okay, we'll give you, like, a 4-year, you know, like, $3 million contract.
Or they just release him. Like, if he doesn't pan out, if he doesn't pick up on it, like, it was a 7th-round pick. Who cares?
But, again, I'm trying not to be a homer. I'm going to just be a fantasy analyst. But Quentin Johnston, I think it's going to be a better long-term investment in Dynasty versus redraft. Because Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, they're still there. Keenan Allen's getting older. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. So Johnson will have games because he's a fast guy, dude. He's fast as fuck, boy. And he's 6'3 or 6'4. Like, he's you know, 200 pounds. He's a big guy. And he's good at attacking. He's basically faster, younger Mike Williams.
Great. Yeah, here's what I could see happening, right? This is something that everybody should keep an eye out for because I feel like this is what's going to happen. Somebody's going to draft him. This is redraft, right? Somebody's going to draft him. They're going to sit on him for a while, hoping that he gets enough time behind these two studs. And then they're going to get an injury on their team, and they're going to have to cut him. And then they're going to cut him, and then Mike Williams is going to get hurt, and this dude's just going to be sitting on the waivers.
And you're going to blow all of your fab on him.
He's going to be a top 30 wide receiver the rest of the season.
Yeah. I mean,
like, there's so many players that happen to, like, where people just sit on them and they're like, oh, if I just sit on them and wait, this could work out, but it's really hard to just sit on a player that long all season. You have to get lucky to be able, to be willing to sit with somebody who's scoring less than 5 points a game.
I mean, there is a world, because, you know, you put Mike Dubb and Johnson on the outside, you move Keenan to the slot. So there's a world where he does produce fantasy-wise. He's definitely a first-rounder in a rookie draft. In redraft, I don't know. If you're in, like, the 12th round, I might just throw him on my bench. But, I think this is more of a long-term investment. Mm-hmm. Yes, Rome?
No, I agree. That's what I'm getting at, too. Like, I think he could be a thing if he gets time. No problem. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of if he gets time and how much time he gets. And once he gets it, I think he'll be good.
I can almost guarantee that he's going to get time, and here's why. Mike Williams can't stay healthy. He's got a track record of that. Keenan Allen, I'm pretty sure, just doesn't have hamstrings left anymore. He's just about done.
That's true.
So it's like, and the reality is also this. They can put three fucking wide receivers on the field at one time. Mm-hmm. Quentin John, they drafted him in the first round for a reason. He's going to be a fucking dude, and was he the first receiver taken? I think he was.
Second.
Jackson was taken before
him. JSN was first, and then
like one pick before, too, right? They went on that little run.
It was three in a row. It was JSN, Johnston, and then Addison.
And Addison, exactly. And it's like, I think there's value here in Quentin Johnson. He was my number one wide receiver coming out. This kid matched up with a guy like fucking Herbert. Makes my dick hard. Mm-hmm. It's just the way it is. Like, I'm excited about him. I think that there's going to be something there.
Yeah, there's a little bit to work through, you know, with some tough competition. But like you said, they could play three wide outs. These other dudes probably going to get hurt. Like, I guess for me, it's like, if by chance Mike Williams and Keenan Allen stay healthy, could limit him a little bit.
Yeah.
And depending upon how much it limits him, that's where I would look for, you know, like, somebody who drafted him being like, people aren't going to cut him unless they're in trouble. But that happens so often where somebody's got someone they're holding on to. Injuries happen at a different position and they have to cut somebody.
And then Darius Davis, don't waste draft.
He's going to be a kick. He's going to be a kick returner at
although least. He did record the fastest play in both the NFL and NCAA last year. He ran like 24 miles an hour. Which is fucking crazy. But, you know, he's a little tiny guy. Fast. He's a little cutie. But I'm not, I wouldn't be selling the farm. Although I did pick him up on waiver wires in a league where we have a $500 budget. And I just put like $3 because I was like, yeah, fuck it. I'll throw him on my taxi squad because I like the Chargers. Because fuck it, why not? Anyways, moving on. The Vegas Raiders actually had a draft that I didn't completely hate, which was very shocking for me. Like when they took Tyree Wilson. Again, IDP people, he's going to play opposite Max Crosby. I mean, he could be fun. But when they actually took Tyree Wilson at 7, I was like shocked. I was like, I have to read that again. Did they actually draft correctly? Like, this isn't the Alex Leatherwood, Darius Hayward Bay. Jamarcus Russell was probably the correct 101, but you know, but Darius Hayward Bay, Henry Ruggs, like all the other dumb fucking picks that they've done over the years, they actually took a stud, absolute stud defensive end. And that defense, man, like I said, you're pairing him opposite of Max Crosby, that D line is tough.
Yeah,
and I hate the Raiders, right. But damn.
And as you should, but here's the reality of it. Watching this draft, for them, I was finally like, man, they actually kind of kicked this one in the dick. Like, they hit everything. They took Tyree Wilson, who's, in my opinion, was the second best edge guy. I think he was fucking real special. Then they take Michael Myers, who not only for their team is going to be great, but I think fantasy-wise is kind of set up in a nice little fucking spot. Like, he's going to be, I'm not going to say he's going to be Waller. They're not the same player. They're not the same player, but he's going to have a shitload of production at that position. I think they went out and they took what they needed. McDaniel and the front office did what they had to do. And this was the first time leaving a draft. I was like, damn, good job, Raiders. You fucking nailed it.
Yeah. And for football, you know, they have to play some teams with some solid quarterbacks. So they were like, we're just going to fucking make our defensive line way better because our quarterback's not going to be, they can't just fall upon a quarterback like that. So you have to combat it somehow.
But Michael Mayer,
he could fill in fine. You know, they got no Waller anymore. Jimmy G likes throwing to the tight end. Nice veteran quarterback, mm-hmm. you know, kind of guide the way a little bit. Like, I think he'll be good.
Well, they brought in Hooper and someone else, but they're both signed to like 1 year deals as well. So like Mayer might not impact your team immediately.
Yeah, it was Hooper and OJ Howard. Like, I'm not that worried about fucking 35-year-old OJ Howard. Like,
yeah. Which is weird. It's so weird that OJ Howard didn't pan out, because goddamn was he athletically talented. He's like Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts is the next OJ Howard, where the athleticism was there, but just it fucking sucked.
Yeah.
But Michael Mayer, Jimmy G, I agree with you, Fish. Jimmy G loves tight ends. Like, I mean, he made Kittle super relevant, and he always looks for tight ends, and that's great. Mayer, he could be great. You know, people were saying he was people were arguing he was the best tight end in the draft. So it made sense. Yeah, I like the landing spot for him. He's going to be a thorn in defensive sides for years to come. I'm not too stoked on Trey Tucker. I don't know. I think he's just a guy, the little wide receiver out of Cincinnati. I don't know.
No, he's just a
guy. Yeah. Then Devontae Adams, Jacoby Myers, Hunter Renfrow. Like, that's, I don't think this guy's going to.
But you know what? For fantasy purposes, if you need a DST, they drafted Byron Young, the big DT out of Alabama. Like I said, that D-line is fucking scary. Like, they.
Yeah.
Go, you know, fucking go Raiders. All right, moving on. Miami Dolphins. Only had 4 picks, and Devin Backpain out of Texas A&M, who was one of the fastest running backs. It's actually not a bad landing spot for him, because Jeff Wilson and Raheem Mostert can't stay healthy, so he's probably going to be their starting running back by like week 3.
What about Miles Gaskins?
Oh, God.
That's James Robinson. It's the same thing, dude. This moment is over.
No, I don't believe it. Listen, I'm not a big fucking Devin Achane guy. Here's the crazy thing with me, and I said it when we broke down the position. He's the fastest runner, right, with a 40 time. But his game speed just didn't translate for me. It just, he kept getting hawked. He never really was breaking off big runs. And I'm just kind of going, man, I don't know. People love him. People are all on this guy. And I say, go ahead, take him. He's going to be in a crowded backfield on a team that wants to be the fucking AFC 49ers. It's just the truth. That's what McDaniel wants to do. He runs the same offense.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're going to use all 3 of them. 4 of them, potentially.
Yeah, it's going to be a nightmare.
It's possible. Mm-hmm.
Oh, one of my favorite quotes, because now we're about to talk about the Patriots. Speaking about the Patriots, here's a thing from Bill Belichick. Bill Belichick made it a trade to the Steelers because he wanted to screw over the Jets, and he literally said fuck the Jets, and he did the trade so the Steelers could draft Darnell Washington, the tight end, because he was like fuck the Jets. So he made a trade with the Steelers, and it's just, I find that hilarious. Bill Belichick, man, the guy cracks me up.
He's the best. I just love him so much.
Like, when they could have taken a player, a better player than they wanted, but he's like, nah, I hate the Jets so much that I'll sell my team's future because fuck the Jets. Although they did take Christian Gonzalez with their first round pick, the cornerback out of Oregon, who I think he's going to be good. So again, IDP people. But in terms of fantasy, they did take a kicker and a punter. They're the first team since like the 2002 Raiders to take a punter and a kicker in the same draft. So congratulations.
They got my boy though.
Kayshon Booty.
Fuck yeah. Let's go. He's going to be a fucking stud, man. I'm trying to get shares of second and third round picks in leagues so I can get this man.
The thing with Kayshon Booty, he's a wide receiver who is talented, needs some development, but then he got drafted by a team that doesn't develop wide receivers.
That's not true. I think he's ready as is. I think he's going to be the number one guy.
Maybe. Oh, he's better than fucking first. Juju, probably.
I don't know if he's better than Juju, but I think Juju is going to open things up for him.
Like buttholes?
You know what
like
I think?
Buttholes. Like buttholes, baby.
I think James Robinson's going to be the starting running back after a while here.
Yeah, totally.
I like where your head's at.
Yeah,
he's going to beat out Ramondre.
Why not?
Ramondre's going to get hurt. That's what it is.
Like, but why wouldn't he beat him out?
James Robinson show.
It's not even that he's going to necessarily beat him out. Like, he doesn't really have to be a better player. He just has to fumble less.
So does Antonio Gibson. All right, fuck the Jets.
He'd be dead. If he played for the Patriots, God, Antonio Gibson, Bill Belichick might have stabbed him by this.
Bill Belichick would be like, Brian Robinson isn't the only running back that got shot in the ass. So the Jets draft was one of those drafts where it made sense in real life football. Not a lot of fantasy impact. I mean, they did draft Israel Abakanda out of Pittsburgh. You know, they saw Breece Hall, so, I mean, you know, just a bench stash. But, you know, they drafted an offensive lineman because, again, you know, protect
don't they still have their other guy? Don't they still have Carter, too? Like, as much as I like
Israel. Yeah, they have Michael Carter, and I still think they have Ty Johnson.
Yeah, I think so, too. As much as they, I don't know, as much as I like Israel Abakanda forever, I don't think he's going to be the guy.
He's not going to be fantasy relevant.
He's just going to be there. You better hope for injuries if you draft him. And I don't think you would want to hope for Breece Hall to get hurt again.
I want Breece Hall to be healthy. I love him. He looked great.
Hell yeah, he did.
I only have one team with Breece Hall, but I just enjoyed watching him play when he was healthy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, like, I mean, you know, Abakanda forever. If he's available at the end of your draft, fuck it. Just, you know, I mean, unless you need something else, but I wouldn't be stressing over drafting him because,
for real,
yeah, I just don't think there's a lot of fantasy impact there. All right, Pittsburgh Steelers. Again, one of those drafts where it made sense for the real life team. You know, beef up the defense. I do love that they drafted Joey Porter Jr. because Joey Porter, a longtime Pittsburgh Steelers stud linebacker, it's nice to see them draft his son. With the first pick of the second round, they traded up for him, so that was exciting. But, yeah, you know, they did draft Darnell Washington, who was probably the most athletic tight end. Although it's weird, he's like kind of like a slow lumbering guy, but goddamn, he's 6'7". He's like 700 pounds, but he can jump through the fucking roof. Like, dude,
jumping over people, making one-handed grabs. Yeah. He's going to be tight. He's going to be fine.
I mean, I'm excited for again, him. You know, Freiermuth is still there, and I think he got a contract extension, so I don't think it's going to be a lot of fantasy relevancy there. But you never know. Kenny Pickett's a young quarterback. Quarterbacks that are young tend to like tight ends, so there could be a world where Washington might have some fantasy relevance. But again, this draft was purely more of a good-for-real-life Steelers versus their fantasy output. Although, I guess if you are a Deontay Johnson, George Pickens manager, you won because there's no competition drafted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Same with Kenny Pickett. They didn't even try. Like, they were like, well, nope, we're good with Kenny Pickett. Mm-hmm. So
cool. And the last team we're talking about in this AFC draft, the Tennessee Titans, bringing us home. Will Levis, with the hottest girlfriend at the NFL draft in recent years, who looked very disappointed all night, kept asking about, is Bryce Young single? Is CJ Stroud single? Is Anthony Richardson single?
Listen. Hey, don't even sleep on his sister either, man. She was...
Dude, his sisters were hot. You know what? Well, when you think about it, Will Levis is a good-looking guy, too. So it's like, okay, man. I can see why you guys have good genetics.
He's
like,
fucking weird, though. He's weird as fuck, you know?
Yeah, he eats the banana with the peel on, puts mayo in his coffee. This is why he fell in the second round.
Yeah. I mean, all those check out. That math is mathing. But
although, I will say this. I actually did feel bad for him because they kept cutting over to him. And that's why, like, I love the NFL draft. I like the spectacle that it is. But they shouldn't keep showing the kids in the back. Because you're seriously watching this kid's heart break.
Yeah, you should. They definitely should. I'm there for the disappointment.
And then...
Get out of here with all these happy people. Let's watch this kid get fucked in the ass the whole time.
You knew it was bad. You knew it was bad, too. And it's like you're watching this kid and his mom just comes over and gives him a hug. And it was like, oh, for fuck's sake, man. That's rough. Yeah. That's fucking
She's
rough.
She's like, I still love you, honey.
Yeah, getting hugged by your mom. I still love you, son. You're my heart.
You're still the best quarterback to me.
This does mean that Malik Willis's career is over.
Unfortunately for him, yeah.
And you can now drop him from your fantasy teams.
It's time.
Which sucks because we all were infatuated with Malik Willis, but they're kind of like, well, he played in like 3 games last year. We saw enough. We're not into it.
They were pathetic games as well, unfortunately.
Yes. But I will say this. Tannehill has like 1 or 2 more years on his deal. So kind of like how we talked about Levis pre-draft is, if he can go somewhere where he doesn't have to play immediately and can kind of hone those skills. I mean, they just basically drafted younger Ryan Tannehill, and they even kind of look alike. But I think it's a good landing spot for him. They got Treylon Burks, the young, you know, wide receiver. They got Chigi Azabuenko, who I think he's a sneaky, sneaky fantasy tight end. So I think it's a pretty good landing spot for Levis. I think he's definitely worth a second round pick in a rookie draft.
Agreed.
Yeah, he's another guy that will probably pan out better long term. Like, I'm hoping that they let Tannehill start. Like, Tannehill's not, their team's not going to win the fucking Super Bowl, right? Like, let Tannehill start. Let Levis just kind of take it all in and decide next year what you want to do.
Yeah.
But some teams get impatient, but we'll see.
Oh, yeah. Gia Duddy can take it all in. That's Levis's girlfriend, for those of you. Dude, she's fucking hot, man. I was Instagram, TikTok, and stalking that bitch. I was like, damn, she's fine. But then it's also kind of creepy because these girls are like 22 and we're old now. So
yeah, you got to cut your shit out, Josh, before you can.
Hey, 18, 22, 18. What's the difference? It's all good.
No, what was shit. It? There was that movie and Matthew McConaughey was like, every year every year I get older, but the 18-year-olds stay the same.
Hey, exactly.
But Ty J Spears, who's probably like going to supplant. This is a great, I think he's not getting drafted in the first round, but you could argue that he should be in rookie drafts just because, okay, Derrick Henry, yes, he's still there. And yes, he is the juggernaut, but the juggernaut, he'll eventually stop. The wheels will fall off. And there's also been rumors that the Titans might trade Derrick Henry, and there is no running back competition there. So Ty J Spears, he might just literally have walked himself into, you know, and they drafted with their first pick, Peter Skoronski, the offensive tackle, which I was low key hoping he would have fallen to the Chargers. Cause then you have Rashawn Slater and Skoronski, the 2 stud offensive linemen from Northwestern. This Skoronski, cause Northwestern's not like a big sexy name school, but dude, this kid's a stud. You know, they let Taylor Lewan go. So, I mean, but they kept their O-line strong. So Ty J Spears, he could be a sneaky, sneaky, and he's fallen in like second, third rounds of drafts. So hop on that.
I'm hopping on.
Henry has less time than more, you know, like you might as well get on board here because could he be supplanted and draft in 2 years? Yeah, but like probably doesn't need to be. And Henry definitely, like he's 30 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, his best days are behind him.
Plus, with the third round draft capital that they used to grab Spears, to me that shows, hey, we're gonna use this guy. Like, maybe not today, but at some point in time, he's going to be a guy. Because what Hassan Haskins, who's meh last year, you know, when he filled in for Derrick Henry, exactly. So Ty J Spears, he's going to like. Again, if you know, if you're a Derrick Henry manager and it's like the second round and Ty J Spears is still on the fucking draft board, trade up and grab him. Cause like, you know, I think he's going to get used during the season. Again, this might not be one of those fantasy relevant moves this year, but again, long term investment, I want Spears because again, like you just said, Fish, Henry is 30, got a lot of miles on them legs. A lot of miles. And he didn't even play all of last year. So, and plus, dude, that Titans O-line is still good. If anything, got better because Taylor Lewan, as much as I love Taylor Lewan, that motherfucker couldn't stay healthy. And now they got a younger, better Taylor Lewan to replace him. So they got a stud O-line. Ty J Spears is a good running back. And again, third round draft capital. That's a premium pick. You know, so go with it.
Yeah.
That's all the teams, boys.
That's all of them. We did it.
Every single NFL team.
Hot damn.
So next episode, we'll probably do a rookie draft.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I don't know. Send us your nudes or questions. Maybe we'll answer some questions, too.
In that order.
Yeah. Nudes
send
first.
Us questions in about your nudes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. That works, too. But send nudes. If you send nudes, that gets you priority responses.
Absolutely. 100%.
Because if it, you know, because football season, it's hot weather, and that means dicks out, tits out.
Yes. Yes.
It's true.
Cool. Look at that. Right under an hour. This is a good place to wrap it up. Thank you for listening. We love you. We appreciate the support. Again, tell your fucking friends. I love seeing our, what's it called? The Spotify map showing us where our listeners are. I like seeing new cities and states. It gets me excited. I like new friends. We always like new friends. So again, tell your friends. Don't keep us a secret. You want content like this? If you guys help this show grow and we can all quit our real life jobs and do this full time, we would put more episodes out. This is all on you guys. This is on you.
Sure. We don't even want to be rich. We're fine with, like, you know, the lower end, but still making enough.
If I could, like, honestly, if I could make like 70% of what I do with my real life job, I would quit my job and do this full time. But it's your fucking fault that we're not doing this full time because you don't tell your fucking friends. So you tell your fucking friends. You tell your friends right now.
Let them know.
Stop listening. Stop listening to the episode right now and start telling your friends to listen. You don't need to hear the outro. You've heard it before. You know what I'm going to say.
It is the best part of the show, though.
It's true. Although when we took a long break, I couldn't remember how it ended. But, you know, again, gotta brush it off. But again, tell your friends. We love the support. So again, get us on the socials. Filthy F-Ball Show is the show Twitter. Get Big Rome at Big Rome FFF. Get Fish at F Football Fish. Instagram us, Filthy Fantasy Football Show, or send in your emails to filthyfantasyfootballshow@gmail.com. Again, love you. King Josh the King. Big Rome.
Fantasy Fish.
Have a good one, y'all.